Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What happens is you find out what's in your heart. When it's uncomfortable, when a little pressure is there, you're going to start cussing. You're going to start shaking your fist at God. You're ready to quit church over nothing. Or if good's in your heart, how many know out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks? Good comes out of a good treasure of a man. Evil comes out of the evil treasure of the heart. And it's like a sponge. All you got to do is push on it a little bit. And see what comes out. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. A lot of folks, as long as everything's going good and everybody's treating them the way they want to be treated and they're getting exactly what they want to get, Oh, they're lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, buddy, but if it looks like their prayers ain't coming to pass or as quick as they want to or somebody knew what they thought they were supposed to do, man, they get mean, they get bitter, angry, holding grudges. Come on, y'all with me? Offended, hurt, quit this, quit that, leave this, leave that. What happened? It showed what was in their heart all the time. But what's the purpose? What's God have in mind? Keep reading. He fed you in the middle, verse 16, skip down, excuse me, Deuteronomy 8, 16. He fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not. Nobody had ever eaten manna before. That he might humble you, that he might prove you to do what? To do what? What was his plan? What was it? He wants you to pass tests. He wants you to demonstrate that you'll believe him no matter what. Come on, are you with me? He wants you to demonstrate it so he can do good things for you that he hadn't been able to do for everybody else. But if you're going to doubt him and quit him at the first little bump in the road, you don't qualify. Because unbelief is evil. Choosing to doubt God, question God, accuse God, that's evil. How many believe there's going to be nobody in heaven shaking a fist at God, going, why? There's not going to be any of them. So if you're going to do that, No, the good land should have the good people in it. He said concerning the promised land, we just got through reading this recently. He said, don't do all the evil things those people did because he said the land itself is vomiting them out. Yeah. The land. Yeah. Why? Because it had something bad in it. Right. What? All those ites. Is that right? Amalekites. And then they were evil. They were doing evil things. And the land itself was going, I got to get, these people are making me sick. The land. Why? Because God made the land. It's a good land. It's not supposed to be full of evil stuff. Heaven's not going to be full of evil stuff. He said that he might do you good at your latter end. Do you believe that God's plan for you is good? Always good. Ultimately good, no matter what you're seeing or feeling at the moment, if you will trust him. How many believe? Go back to Romans 8 in closing, I think. This is enough to chew on, isn't it? There's some meat of the word things here. Things that people think, well, we can't know anything about the judgments of God. He's revealed all kind of things to us about his judgments. The main thing you need to know is he's good. You need to believe he's good in the morning. You need to believe he's good at lunchtime. You need to believe he's good on your evening commute home. He's good. No matter what you're seeing, no matter what you're feeling, He's good.
Yeah.
What if you have a flat tire on the side of the road?
He's good.
Well, that's not good, but God is good. Is that, come on, God is good. God is good. What if somebody's acting like a heathen and trying to cause you a problem? Well, that's not good, but God is good. Come on, God is good.
Right.
We've been having churches long enough now to see. We've got a number of people that hadn't been coming to church, some of them for months, some of them for years, that were, in the beginning, man, they were hooked. They were in with both feet. They were excited, telling everybody, God sent me here. God sent me here. And something rubbed them the wrong way. Sometimes it might have been me or Phyllis, but a lot of times it wasn't. It was somebody else that they went to church with.
Yeah.
And so they quit God.
Yes.
It's not like they're going to church somewhere else. It's not like they're doing more for God than when they were with us. They're doing nothing. Nothing. If somebody does you bad, why do you quit your good God?
You don't.
That's right. That's right.
Why would you do that?
You wouldn't.
See, what happened, it showed a problem they had in their heart already. They were never completely convinced. Because even though they might not say it, they're believing something ill against God. If they weren't, they'd still be serving Him.
Amen.
At least somewhere.
Yeah.
Let me just say it right now. If I do something dumb, don't quit God. How many will agree with me? How many will tell me, I'm not going to quit God?
Amen.
Brother Keith, even if you go crazy, I'm not going to quit God.
Crazy.
Right? If you run off the tracks. Right? If you wind up upside down in the ditch, still, I'm not going to quit God. Because you know I'm not your Savior. I'm not your Lord, right? I'm just a servant of His. He has never failed you. He has never hurt you. He has never let you down. He's never been cruel to you. Never. Never. And He never will. Don't doubt Him. Don't question Him. How many think it's a stupid thing to get mad at God? He's your help. Well, I'm going to quit God. All you did was hurt yourself, dummy. Right? He's your life. He's your source. Nobody's ever loved you more than He loves you.
Amen.
Nobody's ever been more on your side or looking out for you more or had a better plan for you. Nobody. And they never will.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Come on, say, it's me and you, Lord.
It's me and you, Lord.
No matter what.
From now on.
He's already told you He'll never leave you.
Amen.
He'll never forsake you. Come on, what do you tell Him? What do you tell Him? I will not leave you, Lord.
Amen.
And I'm not going to forsake you.
Amen.
No matter what other people do, I'm not going to leave you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
No matter what other people do,
amen,
I'm not going to leave you.
Amen.
See, if you quit God because what somebody did or didn't do, you never really believed in Him to start with.
Amen.
It wasn't there to the degree it should have been.
Amen.
You were just waiting for something to offend you.
Amen.
It wasn't there the way it should. I didn't say you never believed in Him. You didn't believe in Him the way you should have. Because if it's there, you'll go through so-called hell and high water. You know what I'm talking about? If it's there, I may do a lot of stuff, but I ain't quitting God.
Amen.
I'm not quitting Him.
Amen.
He's faithful. He's good. He's real. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8, 28. And we know that what?
All things
work together for good. And a lot of people put a period there. And that's a big mistake. I said, that's a big mistake. People say, well, you know, Bible said everything's working out for good. No, it didn't say that. It said everything's working out for good for a very specific group of people. Everything is not working out for the good for everybody. Mm-mm. All things work together for good to who? To who? Them that love. Does He know who loves Him?
Yes.
And who doesn't love Him?
Yes.
How could you tell somebody loves you? He said, I tell you, John 14, Jesus said, the one that loves me will keep my commandments.
Amen.
He'll do what I tell him to do.
That's right.
Which means you can't just quit church anytime you want to.
That's right.
You can't just jump out of a marriage or a family anytime you want to.
That's right.
You have a Lord. There's been some places in my life where I went and fell across the bed and cried and said, Lord, I'm putting in for a transfer. And it came back. Denied. So what do you do now? If he's your Lord. I said, if he's your Lord, then you're going to go where you're sent. And you're going to stay where you're stationed.
Yes.
Even if it's not easy.
Yes,
even if it's hard. And you might say, well, what's all this going on? Well, all the bad stuff you know is not God, but even anything that he's allowing you. I mean, they were out there believing for food. Is that right? And believing for water. Yeah. It wasn't always easy in the desert, but they were being able to demonstrate, if they would have chosen to, that they trust him. Why? Because he's got a plan to do you good. Come on, is that right? He's just saying, show me you trust me. Show me you believe in me so I can do for you what I want to do. But if we don't trust him any more than the unbelievers in the world, he'd be unfair, he'd be unjust to do things for us that he's not doing for them. Wouldn't be fair. Wouldn't be right. And it's not because of our works. It's because of our faith.
That's right.
Our trust. We know. Somebody say, we know.
Yeah.
Boy, no is positive. Not think so, maybe so. We know that all things. Only God can do that. Even the things that the devil meant for evil. Is that right? If you'll just hold on and trust God, he'll take the thing and turn it on its head. And the devil will go, no. That's not supposed to help them. Right? And he calls it to work out ultimately for your good. All things work together for good to them that love God. Does everybody love God? Does everybody love God? Maybe everybody here, but does everybody love God? No, they don't. So is everything working out for their good? No, it's not. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Somebody said out loud, Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
With all my soul.
With all my soul.
With all my mind.
With all my mind.
With all my strength.
With all my strength.
And I trust you.
And I trust you.
And I'm not leaving you.
And I'm not leaving you.
And I know you won't leave me.
And I know you won't leave me.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
For causing everything.
To work together. To work together.
For my good.
And your glory.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.